Okay, councillors, we'll make a start. Sorry for the short delay. Just start off with Chairperson's remarks. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I'd remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on any item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant message to the following letters: type Q for a question, C for comment, P for to propose, S to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. So, are there any apologies for tonight's meeting? Just Councillor Clark, an apology. And we then move on to item number two, which is declarations of interest.
None, Chair.
Nobody indicating? Okay, we move on then to item number three, which is the action sheet from our committee meeting on Monday the 15th of January. You have the minutes of that before you. Is anybody any issues they'd like to raise? That's a no. Thank you.
Proposer
and a seconder.
Proposed, Chair.
Proposed, Terry. Can you put that in chat, Terry? Or you have it there, have you?
David, please, sir.
And David has seconded. Thank you. Then we move on to item number four, which is the financial assistance call, and Connor's going to take us through this.
Thanks, Chair. This report is to seek approval from members. This report is to seek members' approval to proceed with the financial assistance call two, as detailed in the report, to cover both capital and revenue. Sorry, just give us a second. So I'm happy to take any questions members have on the content in the report and to seek a proposer and a seconder.
Sorry, David, you have proposed and you want a question as well.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, happy to propose. It's just a query about the new online portal. Of interest, what changes have been made and how will it affect applicants? And is it clear to applicants that this online portal is live now? And does it also state the criteria of where they have to meet? Thanks.
Chair, I maybe come in and ask that. There have been regular workshops with potential applicants that have been ongoing, which hopefully have addressed the new portal and the introduction of it, how it will be managed. I believe it's more user-friendly, both for the applicants and for those within the council processing. And I believe that it's very clear around the criteria that is required at each stage of the process. So hopefully we'll be able to gather some feedback through call one whenever it's actually operational and make any tweaks and amendments to it as we move forward.
Super, thank you.
Thanks, David. Anybody else?
Terry, second.
Terry, you're second enough.
So, thanks very much. I'm only too happy to second the paper, but also, are there any? I know you spoke about the online facilities, but is there any facilities in place closed that don't have access to internet, or is there anything possibly accommodate those?
I think there may be opportunities for it, but I think it's focused on an online system, as was the previous system. This is just a new version of the grants funding application system that we had previously. So I'll double check and get back to you on that.
Dead on, Connor. Thank you very much, Chair. Happy to second.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Okay, there's no one else looking to speak. We then move on to item number 5. Item 5 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information on the public, may be, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. Can I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Proposed, Councillor Campbell, and seconder, Councillor Cairns. Okay. So, good to go. Campbell, on.
Wait a second. It's okay.
Okay. On the proposal of Councillor Campbell and seconded by Councillor Andrews to come out of committee, and while we were in committee on item number 5, on the proposal of Councillor Lee Surgener seconded by Councillor Bowsey, it was agreed to approve the business case and that Council proceed to procure professional service to prepare an open space strategy to include an assessment of open space provision in the district. Okay. And then our other items on the agenda are for noting, councillors. So that leaves us, that's the meeting concluded. And can I thank everyone for their attendance? A proposer for the and seconder for the noted items.
And then Jill has a question on item 7. Item 6 question, item 7 question. Want to take that?
Can I direct the two councillors to speak to the relevant officers after the meeting in relation to those, because they are items for noting? Both Councillor Cairns and Councillor Cairns. So, as in previous meetings, I haven't actually gone into the items that are for noting, so could I ask any of the councillors that they can speak directly with the officials after the meeting concludes on those items? So that concludes the meeting, folks. Thank you.